Okay. So this is Maimon Yudin Pacha Yitzchak. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yudav, says the following drasha. V'ra'u kol avsi aretz eis tishuas elokeinu. And the best probably translation of that for now is all the corners of the earth will see the Yeshua, the salvation of Hashem. And the Gemara darshins, what time, when is that period where all the corners of the earth will see Yeshua Hashem? That's Bimei Mordechai Vastor. Good. So that's the time of the Purim story. That's the Yeshua Selokeinu of the Afsei Aretz, the ends of the earth, the corners of the earth. Now, Rav Hutton wants to try to understand what that drasha is a little better. What is that? What's the connection between the Afsei Aretz and the Purim story? So, to do that, we have to back away a little bit and discuss the Gemara and Brachos. Gemara and Brachos in Daf Vav says that in the same way that we wear tefillin and we keep mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also keeps mitzvahs. He has his own tefillin, right? And while our tefillin praises the godless of Hashem, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin do? Praises the godless of Klal Yisrael. Mikam Chayso Goyach HaBaretz, who's as great as Klal Yisrael, Goyach HaBaretz. So we see, says Rav Huttner, he thinks as a larger Yisod, that we see everything is Zelumazeh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, we have parallel parts. We mirror each other. I like to think of it almost like, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all Kedusha, so then Hashem creates the template for us to do. Right? So we always have to pull from the Nitzotzos Kedusha that Hashem creates. So Hashem is doing all the types of Maisios that we would do, and we pull from that. Maybe that's part of the Pshat. Right, Cain derites it, Tikkun Rabbanon, are always following what the Torah creates as a template. They're not making up new stuff. So our mitzvahs also not making up new stuff. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also engages those mitzvahs, and we, in our own version of it, we engage those mitzvahs as well. So, but we see from here, says Rav Huttner, that everything we do is lumaseh what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does mitzvahs, we do mitzvahs. Now, if we look at our own avodas Hashem, we notice that there are two things. There are two pieces in general ways, in very general terminology. There are two pieces to avodas Hashem. One is ma'aseh mitzvos mamish, right? Tarig mitzvos. We do a mitzvah, we put on tefillin, we wear tzitzis, we keep Shabbos, we shake lulav and esrog. Mitzvos, right? Black and white mitzvah, and avoiding averas, tarig mitzvos. That's one version of mitzvos. But there's another path, and that other path is what we call b'chol d'racha de'eu, that we want to kodesh baruch in all our ways in life. Which means what? Means that we also engage in what we'd call divei rishos, right? Things that are not a mitzvah, it's not an aveira, it's optional, it's permitted, but it's not necessarily something you need to do, divei rishos. And that also can be a path of avodas Hashem. How so? If we engage in those things that are permitted, and we use it as tools and opportunities to further our other avodas Hashem, so then that activity itself becomes an avodas Hashem. So, kilu, if we sleep, and we have a mind that we're sleeping in order to have more kochos so that we can serve Hashem better, so then sleeping itself becomes part of avodas Hashem, even though it itself was not a mitzvah. So we have these two paths. Now, if we have this yisod, that is true, that everything we do parallels something Hashem does, so what's the version of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that says, b'chol d'recha adayu? What's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's version of Divrei Rishos? What is it? How does Hashem manifest a certain style of Divrei Rishos? We understand that Hashem does mitzvos. What's the Divrei Rishos of Hashem that we pattern ourselves after? So that's the Shaila. Where do we see it? How is it possible? That's the Shaila. That's what we want to understand. So, Rav Huttner says, you know, when it comes to the whole Purim story versus, let's say, Yetzias Mitzrayim story, you would say, ask someone, what's the difference between the two? So they would say, well, listen, Yetzias Mitzrayim was called what we call Nes Nigla, and Purim was a Nes Nister, right? Yetzias Mitzrayim, again, was everything was revealed, Yad Hashem was very apparent, and everything but Purim, everything was very hidden. So says Rav Huttner, true, but that's a very actually superficial analysis of comparing the two. Superficial. That there's something much more fundamental to the difference between the two. There's something much more ekroni, the source of the difference between the Yetzias Mitzrayim versus the Purim. And it says, you know what that is? It's really as follows. It's as follows. Let's go back to understanding Tariq Mitzvahs versus Divrei Rishos. What's the difference between a mitzvah and Rishos when in terms of Avodas Hashem? This is for Hudner. The difference is that when it comes to mitzvah, so my action is understood immediately as Ratzon Hashem. If I put on tefillin, it's clear I'm following Hashem's will. I'm being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim immediately. And if I do an Aveira, immediately I'm going against Hashem's will. Diver Rishus is different in the sense that where it's not immediate. I don't know from the actions I'm taking right now whether or not I'm actually doing things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm doing it for myself. Because Diver Rishus are things that are permitted that are very more likely I'm just doing because I enjoy. I'm eating, I'm sleeping, I'm going on vacation, I'm playing sports. Yeah, I like it. It's good for me. I feel good about it. My body likes it, so that's why I'm doing it. There's nothing apparent about it that it's really for Hashem. So the only way we know it's for Hashem is l'mafreya, after the fact. If we see what are the totzos, what are the results of my divrei reshus, of the activities that I engaged in that look like they could be for me, if the results are it ultimately brought greater kvod shamayim, so then it becomes part of an avodas Hashem. And if ultimately it didn't, so we see then it's not bringing for avodas Hashem. But the point is that it can only be understood afterward, after the fact. At the shas maisa, you don't know. You don't know what it's for. That's the MS dik of the distinction between divrei mitzvah versus divrei rishos. Good. Now with that, this is really the key to solving all the questions that we were asking so far. This is the key. How so? It's as follows. What we want to know is, in what sense does the Kadosh Baruch Hu engage in divrei rishos versus divrei mitzvah? So the question really then is, in what sense does a Kadosh Baruch Hu do divrei mitzvah, where Bnei Yisrael's kavod is apparent, versus where a Kadosh Baruch Hu do certain things where the kavod of Bnei Yisrael is not apparent, right? Because what do we say? What does the tefillin say of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? It says Mikam Chayisrael, right? The Zelum Azeh is what we do is for kvod Shemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's version is he does for Kvod Yisrael, right? So in that version, if Hashem does something that immediately is obvious it's for Kvod Yisrael, so that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's version of Divrei Mitzvah. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is engaged in a style of something where it's not apparent that it's Kvod Yisrael, and only after the fact does it become clear that Hashem was really engaging in something that was really for Bnei Yisrael's benefit, then we would say Hashem is engaging what we call divrei rishus. Right? Take away the rishus meaning permitted, because that kind of confuses the subject. Divrei rishus, really what it means, the source of divrei rishus means something is not clear what it's meant for until after the fact. Divrei mitzvah means something that it's clear what it's meant for immediately. That's the difference between two. When you talk about mitzvah and rishus, those are just terminologies that mean immediate or after the fact. That's really what it's about. So now we understand the real difference between the Geula of Mitzrayim versus the Geula of Purim. The Geula of Mitzrayim is Kiilu the Divrei Mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Because he immediately saved Klal Yisrael. The Yad Hashem was apparent. We knew that Hashem was doing this for us. He picked us up and lifted us out and took it out of Mitzrayim and decimated Mitzrayim. There was nothing to discuss. It was clear that Hashem was protecting us and destroying Mitzrayim for our behalf. That's the Divrei Mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When do we get to see the Divrei Rishus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this other version of Hashem's Hanhaga, Hashkacha in the world, that we saw at the Purim time? Because at Purim, at the moment when Purim was taking place, every individual piece of it on its own looked like just the world was continuing as it normally does, right? A king is elected, a queen is taken, things happen, a bad guy shows up, he makes some missteps, things go wrong. Like, everything at the moment, Hashem is not revealed at all. It's only after you string all the occurrences together, after the fact, you see, it really was done for Klal Yisrael the whole time. After the fact. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's version of Divrei Rishus. And that's what, when we pattern ourselves at Divrei Rishus, it's patterning itself after that kind of Hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where things are only revealed after the fact. And that vision, that insight we got into how Hashem runs the world, we only learned when it came to Purim. But we didn't have that vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu beforehand. We had the vision of Hashem, where Hashem just, you know, blows up mountains and makes things happen for us. That was our understanding of Hashem until the point of Purim. But when Purim came along, we were exposed to a whole different hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where things look like all along, they're just going olak min hago holech, and after all is said and done, we can look back and see, wow, it was all done for our cover. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divirishus. So, putting this all together, that's the Gemara that says, that the ends of the earth see the Yeshua of Hashem. What does that mean? The Afse Aretz is not talking about the corners of the earth. Afse, Efes, is referring to the ends, meaning the end of a chain, the end of something. By the way, it all shares the same shoresh. Efes, which means zero, and Efes, which also can mean end, share the same root, because usually things at their end are naturally going to its end point, which means it goes to zero. There's nothing left. Our end of the life, you know, the destruction of something, that's the end. So Afse Aretz means that we saw at the end of the occurrences, we saw the Yeshua Selakeinu. That's what it means. Ruchal Afse Aretz means through the Purim miracle, we only discovered the miracle at the end of the chain of events. That's what it's referring to. Now, which means Purim has a very beautiful and lofty type of avoda that's different than other times of the year. And that is when we know the Gemara tells us that at the end of days, as Rav Hutner, right, the great Yom HaDin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask us, were you tzipis of the Yeshua? Did you yearn for and long for the Yeshua? So normally speaking, that avodas Hashem kind of plays out in the following way. Hashem says, did you yearn for the Yeshua? In our minds, what does that mean? That means that we just wish, and very practical, we wish like tzara would just end. All the tzaras of the galus would end, the tzaras of our lives would end, Hashem would just save us. He would raise it all, bring us to the promised land. We wouldn't have problems anymore. That's how we normally envision tzipis of the Yeshua, right? Things stink, things are bad. We want Mashiach to show up already, so things will get better. That's what usually means. He says on Purim, though, we have a totally different insight into tzipis of the Yeshua. The piece of the Yeshua that we can work on, that the Avoda of Purim, and the piece of the Yeshua that we should work on through the Avoda of Purim, is that we recognize, we yearn for the Yeshua, where we realize all along that all the tzaras and all the galus and all of it was not bad. It was for us. It was all for Kavod Yisrael. Just like in the times of Purim, it looked like it was bad all along, but at the end, they realized the whole time Hashem is taking care of us. Every piece of the puzzle fit together. That was all perfect, went together. That was for our own good and for our own benefit. That's the tzipis Yeshua that we're desiring for and we're working on at the times of Purim. That we should be zochet to have an insight where it's not we just wish the galus would end and the tzaras would end, but it's a type of Yeshua where we realize that, wow, we have such insight that we realize it was all really l'tovas. It was for our benefit. It was for Kvod Yisrael all along. Hashem was looking out for us every step of the way. And that's obviously a very deep insight into Hashem's hashgach of the world. That's the one we're trying to look for when it comes to Purim. So basically, Yeshua kind of manifests itself a little differently on Purim. It's not the type of Yeshua of Hashem's Yad should just be revealed and just end all the problems. It's a type of Yeshua where we have insight and understanding that Hashem was with us all along. There was never a problem to begin with. All right. That's the piece. Shkach.
Thank you.